We now proceed with segment two of program five of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And I have just given what I think is quite possible in the geopolitical scenario. And actually, Tom Clancy has already written about these things. And a number of years ago, when I was airfield manager at Andrews, I had the responsibility one afternoon of escorting Mr. Clancy around when he was working on his third novel, I think it was Clear and Present Danger. And I'm pretty sure that Tom Clancy was just getting all sorts of intel data from various intel sources that wanted him to further their agenda. And that agenda would be to put in the public domain things that we already knew that could worry our enemies, that we knew about them, and then have Tom turn that into a novel. But all a good intelligence officer does is probe the anomalies. We study the literature and the speeches of the different elements of a culture, decide whether that culture is for or again America. And if they're again America, they look for the primary operatives and the primary threats. They move a satellite to look at it, or they send in some people for the human intelligence portion, but they glean data. Then they line up the sets of data that is most reliable and see where it points, and then they prepare a defense against what they see. So the probability of something happening is what we prepare our defense to push back against. And I think that's what Tom Clancy did in his novels. Many of his novels have been chillingly accurate. But let's talk now about what I think is the real engine driving the world that we live in, and that's the Bible-based scenario that could happen. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a deacon. I'm just a man who loves the Lord, who's been active in the Christian community, who's read the Word of God through cover to cover a number of times, as well as a whole lot of pretty good books. And I've had some interesting experiences in my life that few men will have. Our nation represents the full evolution of Greek Gentile rule during the Church Age, or we call it dispensation of grace. Just as there was a division in the house of Israel into two distinct entities, that would be Judah and Israel, the Gentile world was divided into the men of the West, Western civilization based on Greek culture, often referred to by anthropologists and historians as the Northern cultures, and then the men of the South. They are seen as the less developed nations and have been historically dominated, that have been historically dominated by the Greeks. In this context, Judah and America represent the two cultures God used to bring his purpose for creation to a climactic point. Now, most people don't think about the purpose of creation or give much thought to God, but this is the engine actually running the world right now. We are at a climactic point. The close of the age of Gentiles and the commencement of the great tribulation, I believe, is at hand. Maybe tomorrow. It's that close. It'll be followed by the millennial reign of Christ with its final great and futile battle by Satan before he is judged, banished to the lake of fire, Revelation 21:10, eternally after kneeling, admitting that Jesus Christ is Lord. With the descent of the new heaven and the new earth immediately after, when that happens, then all creation is wrapped up. But history is really centered on the ultimate judge of Satan for what he did to mess up the world when he said, I shall be like God. I will ascend to the place of the Almighty. Isaiah 14, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, also in Ezekiel 27 and 28. Satan is behind the affairs of the world. 1 John 5:19 begins and ends my book, We're of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. Except for those people, institutions, and places that God makes off limits, the evil one gets to call the shots on this earth. Today, we are privileged to live in an age that the great prophets of old wrote about but could not understand. Jesus said to watch, and now we are seeing the final conclusive signs that the rapture is very near. Yet only about 10% really understand and believe that's a reality. America has fulfilled her divine purpose, so God's protective hand has now been lifting. The evil one has gained control of an American government and society that once acknowledged God as our eternal Father. We have now done as Judah did. We preferred the Queen Mother of Heaven with her melons and cucumbers. to the one who drew all Gentile peoples to our holy shores, that all Gentiles, the haves and the have-nots, the north and the south, could have a part in the return, a completely improbable event, the return of the Jews to their homeland. The majority of Americans elected evil in 1992. Judgment was decreed because of that POTUS and his queen, Ahab and Jezebel, better known as Bill and Hillary. Even though we had a perception of a moral revival in 2000, didn't exist. The reality was that it was the same superficial revival as in the time of good King Josiah. Good King Josiah, the 15th king of Israel, the second best they had. But judgment had already been decreed in the time of Manasseh, the 13th and most evil king. We punctuated our rebellion in 2012 when we elected Barack Obama again. All the pieces of the puzzle were then put in place by Barack Obama to ensure that the non-Greek Gentiles could and would destroy America. Envy was a vehicle of choice, and so today, as the great protective hiatus of Donald J. Trump draws to a close, the non-Greeks and their demon-controlled Confederates have begun to deconstruct America as Antiochus Epiphanes did to Judah in the 2nd century B.C. Please note what I said. I base it on Daniel 11, I think 44, the last verse. Envy was the vehicle of choice, no gratitude, no authority. As the great protective hiatus of Donald J. Trump draws to a close. God deliver him. Please do not let him pass from the scene. But, well, we'll have to see what happens. Envy was the vehicle of choice, and so today, as the great protective hiatus of Donald J. Trump draws to a close, the non-Greeks and their demon-controlled Confederates have begun to deconstruct America as Antiochus Epiphanes did to Judah in the 2nd century B.C., the judgment, the non-Greek Gentiles filled with hate, rage, and envy, will demolish the culture that blessed them and lifted them from demon-controlled enclaves. The allies of Satan pull the strings. The final representative of the empowering Greek, Donald J. Trump, will be removed violently from office prior to the November elections, and no one will come to their aid. America will collapse and the tribulation will begin, but his people will have disappeared from this earth when the Holy Spirit withdrew. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Probably before October 31st, the very date of 2024, with October 31st being the date of the Reformation, the historical event on that date in 1517 that enabled a personal relationship with Christ but blinded the church to the reality that the Jews are his people and that the apocalypse lay ahead, not behind. Folks, it's time to prepare. Time is short. I tell you that what I thought was in the future is here, and in the next segment, I'm going to reveal why. God bless you. I hope you'll return for segment 3.